Welcome to another episode of Brian's Spain Domain, and today we are going to talk about a local holiday, which is today, November 9th. It is the Virgin of the Almudena, who is the patron saint of Madrid, one of the two. The other is San Isidro, and his feast day is on May 15th. Most towns and cities will have more than one patron saint, and that is also true of Madrid. Many people have heard of San Isidro because it's the big fiesta in this city. Almudena is a little bit more low-key, and it affects only the city. In other words, if it on November 9th is generally a holiday for the city of Madrid, today it is a Sunday, but it is being observed tomorrow, which is what sometimes happens when you have a feast day or a holiday, and that falls on a Sunday. Anyway, some people know about this this legend, the history of this Virgin Mary, but a lot of people don't. There's not a lot to it, but I'll just tell you what's going on here. The Virgin Mary of the Almudena is a legend that goes back to the 11th century. In fact, quite earlier, if we want to follow the original story is after the Muslims invaded Spain in 711. Within a year, word spread that they were invading most of the region, or the entire what would be Spain today and Portugal. And so some of the locals in their towns were doing what they could to save their most prized possessions in terms of religion, because it was the Muslims coming in, and they would probably destroy the Christian images and statues and things like that. That didn't really coincide or agree with the Muslims, at least at that time, their policy. They were much more tolerant of the other religions. But anyway, the story goes that a image of the Virgin Mary, the statue, was placed inside the walls of the city of Madrid back then and kept there and sealed up just to avoid that any damage or destruction was done to that image. And then a few centuries later, in 1082, I believe, or around then, or maybe 1085, when Madrid was liberated by the Christian forces under King Alfonso VI. Not long after that, a sort of procession was going by the walls, and there was the earth shook or something like that, and part of the wall came down, revealing the exact location of this Virgin Mary, this statue, and there were two candles flanking the image that were still lit. All of this miraculously. And so that became the most important image or Christian image for Madrid going forward until it was lost during the 16th century when the church where it was found burned to the ground and it disappeared. And so there's an image of it today that you can find in the Cathedral of the Almudena, but apparently that's not the original one. And there's really no proof that there ever was an original one. This is obviously a legend of fairly sizable proportions. I'm not saying there wasn't anything out there, but to begin with, the story itself is suspect in a lot of different ways. First of all, the city of Madrid is mainly Muslim in origin, and so there may have been settlements previous to that, Visigoths or Roman, but they would have been much smaller, and chances are there was no walled town in the 8th century, not to mention the sticking of an image inside the wall to protect it. That probably would not have been common practice back then, even if there had been a wall, and then assuming that centuries later it sort of spontaneously appeared. And with the candles, well, we know how these things work. And it's sort of the fun part of legends. And they are there for the faithful who wish to believe them. And that's fine. Anyway, as I said, the church that this was supposed to have been put into originally was a church of the old church of Santa Almudena, which was torn down in the late 19th century, I believe. And then the main cathedral, the Cathedral of the Almudena, started to be built, and it wasn't even finished until 1992 or 93. I was actually here when they inaugurated that church, that cathedral. Obviously, construction had started much earlier, but it is a surprise to many people because this is the capital city, and you'd think it would be this ancient cathedral the way you'd find in other places like Toledo, Segovia, León, Santiago, most other cities. And yet Madrid's cathedral is a spring chicken by comparison. But it's a pretty cathedral, and it's got a lot of activity going on there. Anyway, by the way, Almudena, which is an unusual name, really means citadel or wall. So in reference to where this image was found, according to the legend. So it was really the Virgin of the Citadel or the Virgin of the Wall, depending on how you translate this. And that's where that comes from. There are many women in Madrid who go by that name, Almudena. And that's a typical practice throughout Spain. The local or regional Virgin Mary will often have many women in that region with that same name. In Aragon, especially in Zaragoza, you have lots of Pilars. In the north of Spain, in the Basque Country, you'll have lots of Begonias and Aranchas. And then you have Montserrats in Catalonia. And in the south, you'll have Rocios and Macarenas. In the north of Spain, especially in the northwest, lots of Carmens. And all of these are references to Virgin Marys who are sort of important to those regions. So when you hear someone's name and it's a reference to a certain type of Virgin Mary, it might give you, it doesn't have to be that way. It will often give you an indication of where that person's family originally came from. This is true for a lot of other names too, but they don't have to be necessarily related to a specific regions, but you hear names like Consuelo, Esperanza, Dolores. All of these are references to specific Virgin Marys. So there's a little bit of history on the on that tradition. And anyway, today is a pretty mellow day. There is a mass that takes place in the cathedral in the morning. Lots of people go there. They'll also take flowers as an offering. And then there's a small procession with the image of the Almudena, which is taken out and taken around a couple of blocks and back to the cathedral. And you also have a special cake, like a roscón, but it's called corona, the crown of the Almudena, you know, with the round, it's sort of round with a hole in the middle. It's sort of like the famous Three Kings cake, but the dough is different. It's almost more like a brioche, and the covering is a little bit different. It doesn't have as much candied fruit. Sometimes it has some whipped cream as a filler, as a filling, or you can have it without, and that's pretty popular these days too. And as for the history, as I was telling you about, well, you know, it's the legend, and there must be something about it. But what's really true is hard to say. We know that Alfonso VI and his troops took over the town in the 11th century, and obviously either churches were built, or another thing, that a practice that was fairly common back then, they would just turn a mosque into a church. And that sometimes happened too. This famous church of the Almudena, which was pulled down in the 19th century, they're not really sure what it was originally. And now that the church doesn't exist, it's probably more difficult to investigate. There is or was a very famous image of a Virgin Mary known as the Virgin of the Fleur de Lis, which was one of the oldest images in the region of Madrid. It's Romanesque. And you can still see that if you go to the Cathedral of the Almudena and you go around the side and you enter below that, there's a crypt there, which is actually a pretty cool place to see. And you can still see that original image. It survived when they tore down the church. They obviously removed many of the important pieces from within. And as for the original image itself, as I said, the original, if there ever was one, probably disappeared somewhere. Some say in the 1400s, some say in the 1500s, during the time of Philip II. No one seems to really know. I think this is adds to the mystery and adds to the confusion. But anyway, there is an image that was made, sculpted, during around that same period, 16th century, basically. And it's the one that survives to this day. And the cathedral, well, you know, it's still sort of a controversial cathedral. I think the fact that it's the most recent one in Spain, so basically a lot of people in Madrid don't hate it, but they don't particularly love it very much. But other people do. I have no issue with it. I think it's a modern cathedral. From within, I think it's nicer on the inside than on the out. The outside is just pretty standard. I think it's missing a little bit of something to jazz it up a little bit, but it's okay. It's fine. And on the inside, it has some pretty cool things that I think make it different from your average cathedral in Spain. But that's, once again, out there for the different tastes that people have. And each taste and opinion is respectable there. Anyway, so that's sort of the story behind the Almudena. Also the good thing for everyone, regardless of your faith or interest, tomorrow's a day off. And that's always good news. And that'll be all for Brian Spain Domain today. Please leave a comment or a question because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, or Castos. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and subscribe. If you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. Our podcasts are free so that everyone can enjoy them, but we welcome listeners to support us if they wish. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And in the very least, if you want to support us by listening, you can subscribe to any one of those places. And that'll be all for today. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.